You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, and I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for spending 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. This is our third day now on the air here at the Wilkins Radio Network here on KCNW in Kansas City. Good morning or good evening, depending on what time of the day you're listening. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, Bible teacher, Bible translator, pastor of Island Community Church here in Florida. And greetings to my new friends in Huntsville, Alabama here on WBXR. Thank you for joining us here this morning. This is a verse-by-verse Bible teaching radio program. I call it WGOD because I've been in radio 20 years as well as being a pastor and a Bible translator, and I love the fact and the idea that God is always broadcasting, and he is. And if I owned my own station, I would love to own the call letters WGOD. Now, they're owned by a station in the Virgin Islands, and unfortunately, only one station can own the call letters, but those would be mine if I could. WGOD. And we're tuning into God's frequency to hear a word from him today. And I pray we won't be disappointed. Lord God Almighty, we tune into your frequency today. Speak to us where we know that you speak, Lord, and that is through your word. We come to you with open hearts, listening ears, as your son Jesus Christ says, one thing you lack. Lord, we listen for your voice. Show us what one thing, at least to start with, one thing that we lack here this morning on this Wednesday, and give us the strength and the power to overcome it. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, new program here at WGOD. I'm grateful you've taken the time to be with me. If you'd like to hear those other programs from Monday and Tuesday, you can go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll see them there. My website is WGODradio.com. Coming up soon, I'm going to make my Bible translation available to you for any gift of any amount to help keep this radio program on the air, because we're at the time right now, friend, where there is no more relevant message for me to share with you than Jesus is coming back soon. Are you ready for his return? And he left us some signs. He gave us some signs so that we would know. My sermon just last week at the church that I pastor was the days of Noah and the days of Lot. More signs that he gave us. The days of Noah, we read about in Matthew 24. We'll get to that in the coming weeks right here on this radio program. The days of Lot, he only mentions in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. What characterized the days of Lot? Now, there'll be crickets on the air here if I don't tell you, because people are afraid to tell you, but I'm not afraid. The days of Lot were characterized by rampant homosexuality in the land and by homosexuals demanding their rights. That you can pitch a fit over it, you can stomp your feet, you can cry, you can call the radio station and complain, but it doesn't change the fact that what characterized the days of Lot was exactly that. And it's funny, too. It's interesting how you see that in Genesis chapter 19, that it was the young and the old that surrounded the house and tried to rape the men that came to town there, which were actually angels. And you got to ask yourself, remember, the days of Lot is that the young were in on this. And how do you think that happened? How were the young in on this? And there's only two answers to that, friend. And that is by their parents and by the school that they went to. I hope that your child, I hope you don't have on your car a bumper sticker that says, "My child is an honor student at Sodom Elementary." That's a bumper sticker you don't want on your car. These are some of the signs. Now, we were in Matthew 24. What will be the signs of your coming? What will be the sign of the end of the world? We left off yesterday with Jesus overarching everything, saying, "Take heed that you're not deceived." And I gave the example, we went back to Eve in yesterday's program. She says, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." I gave you the example that might have seemed far-fetched to you, but I'll bet you over a million men have cried tears over this. And that is, they got deceived over seeing how fun it is to sit around drinking with your friends. And then something happened afterwards. And then when you see that commercial again, that just laughing and fun and good times comes from a bottle of Budweiser. And I said, the same thing gets said. And that is, the serpent deceived me and I drank. Judas Iscariot, when he saw what happened to Jesus, he hurled the money in the temple and he cried out because he was deceived. Now, we've looked at past, present, also in the present. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Jesus, actually the Apostle Paul, he says, "See that no one deceives you. Evil company corrupts good habits." There's another way. We got past, present, future. We'll get to in a minute. How can you be deceived in the present? Bad company, having evil people around you, having people that don't have the Holy Spirit that influence you or give you guidance. Or counseling, you know what I mean. People who say to you, "Oh, well, everyone knows and studies show that you have to live with someone first before you get married to them." You see, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good, some translations say habits, some translations say morals, but that's another way you can be deceived. Or do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever is another way to be deceived. Right here and now. Or to be in business with an unbeliever. Good, evil company corrupts good morals. Morals, morals. We'll cut that corner there. We won't report this money to the government here. Evil company corrupts good morals. And he prefaces that with, do not be deceived. Now, fast forward to the future. How will people be deceived in the future? Jesus said, remember, what's the main, what are the signs of your coming? They asked him, what are the signs of the end of the age? He said, take heed that no one deceives you. Now, Revelation chapter 13, verse 11, John says, I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he causes the earth and those that dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now, Revelation 13, 14. And he deceives those that dwell on the earth by those signs which were granted to him to do in the sight of the beast. So, let me finish reading that text. Telling those that dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. And he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. Verse 16, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one may buy or sell except he that has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. What's he saying? He's saying that people that take the mark at the end of the age, just like Judas, just like the man who thought fun and good times comes through sitting around and getting drunk, and just like Eve, who listened to the serpent whispering in her ear, go ahead, take some of that. Only good can come out of it. Likewise, those that take the mark of the beast at the end of the age are deceived. They think that something is something while something is actually something else. They think that taking the mark is the only way to buy or sell. You know, isn't it funny here today? Here it is now, first week of August, year of our Lord, 2020, and there's scuttlebutt, and you hear it out there, I hear it, you probably hear it, that once the vaccine for the coronavirus comes, that people are going to have to get that vaccine. And for the same reasons. Remember, this is not a religious mark. The mark of the beast is an economic mark. The Bible says so that you can buy or sell. Now, isn't that funny? Now, here we are living in this time right now where this is like a reality right in front of us. What's going to happen when they come up with a vaccine for the coronavirus? Are they going to force you to receive the vaccine so that you can buy or sell? Now, that's not all that far-fetched. Matter of fact, I don't think it's far-fetched at all. I think that's going to happen. I think that the government or people in this country are going to see to it that if you want to buy or sell or do business, go to 7-Eleven, go to Walmart, go to wherever you're going to go to get gas maybe. Maybe have the electric on in your house or whatever the case may be. We're not all that far-fetched and removed. Now, this is why I say to you, there's no more important topic than this. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think that getting vaccinated from the coronavirus is the mark of the beast. Why? Because the false prophet is the one that initiates it, and that's not happening here. But this is like a dry run. You know, to see how this is going to work. Speak about dry runs, look around. The government has suggested churches to close. They didn't make them. Well, they make them now, but they suggested it. They say, you know, it's a good idea if you close. Though there's a separation of church and state, we can't force you, but we think that you should. And what's happened? 99% of every church across America was closed because the government thought it was a good idea. Another dry run. So we're not all that far-fetched and far-removed. You can see now how this could happen of having a mark or something out here initiated, which you're going to have to take to get along with society out here in order to do business here in this world. We're not that far from it. What'll be the sign of your coming? What'll be the sign of the end of the age? The Son of God says, take heed. That's beware. The Greek word blepete, be careful. Don't let anyone deceive you. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with a new program. You are listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5.